This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A long time ago, a perceived crackpot with a bit of money and a lot to say started a movement in California. Laughable at first, California businessman Howard Jarvis eventually became the most powerful man in state politics. Jarvis had two things going for him, a simple idea and his very identifiable rage.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
That famous line from the 1976 movie Network became Jarvis's campaign slogan for what became Prop 13, Proposition 13, the mother of all state ballot measures, which drastically cut property tax for California homeowners. For the past nearly four decades, it's had a devastating effect on the state's budget and the funding of public schools. Joe Rubin, a producer with our friends at Retro Report, has this look back on how Jarvis gave his anger the force of law.
He kind of seemed like your sensible grandfather, although he was a little bit bombastic and irascible. He had, for years, been trying to pass a property tax cutting initiative, and he got nowhere. But in 1978, with inflation kind of running away, with people freaked out about the gas crisis and a lot of distrust of government, he had this even more radical idea called Proposition 13, which radically slashed property taxes.
It was viewed as something that was very dangerous and very, very reckless. Here's Howard Jarvis himself.
After all, the basis of a free country is that government must be limited. And now we've got unlimited government. That brings unlimited taxation. That either brings you into bankruptcy or dictatorship.
There was a real problem that Jarvis tapped into, and that was that there was inflation was very high in the 1970s, and property taxes were going up too high. And everyone knew that they needed to fix it. But rather than, I mean, I think the critics of Prop 13 would say, rather than coming up with a sensible, you know, approach, this was like the tsunami, which, I mean, these changes are in the Constitution of California. That's how initiatives work. And so this is still with us today.
How much did Proposition 13 limit the amount of property taxation?
So right out of the bat, I mean, it cut property taxes 60%. But the magic of Proposition 13 is that it caps property taxes at the point of the last sale. Proposition 13 is kind of like rent control on steroids. Okay, so this house next door, it pays $35,000 a year in property taxes because it's a Silicon Valley house and it sold for $3 million. But the house next to it, which is essentially the same kind of house, only pays like $4,000 in taxes. So you have this very huge disparity. But that's not just with homes, that's with commercial real estate as well. And Jarvis really sold this story that this was about retired people or working people who are going to lose their homes. He had a kind of what some would say an apocryphal story about going to the Los Angeles tax assessor's office with an older woman who was about to lose her home because of property taxes. And he says that she dropped dead of a heart attack right at that moment. Those images stuck with voters, but it has had huge implications in California.
And he showed the power of the ballot measure in California, the statewide ballot measure, and he absolutely positioned himself as the voice of the homeowner and the taxpayer.
We, the taxpayers, have spoken. We have made clear our goals. Now we are watching you.
Why hasn't this been untangled? In other words, the ballot measure's power been reduced?
They call it the third rail of California politics. Do not mess with Proposition 13. So it's been very tough to change it. Now, having said that, people like Antonio Villaraigosa, who is the former mayor of L.A. and the likely candidate for governor in 2018, has said and told us that it's time to revisit Proposition 13 and to have an intelligent conversation about it because we have these huge disparities.
Joe Rubin is a producer with Retro Report. Looking back at Proposition 13, the 1970s ballot measure that changed history in California and everywhere else. Thanks so much, Joe.
Fantastic to be here, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.